This is Educated and Empowered. Hey guys, it's Tennille Jackson coming back to you one more time with another interesting topic. And we're going to see just where we go with this. The name of it is The Holidays Aren't Happy for Everyone. That is what we're talking about today. So if you know someone who this may apply to, feel free to share it with them. It might not be a happy-go-lucky topic, but we are going to really kind of delve into it today. So again, our topic for discussion is the holidays are not happy for everyone. And so right before we jump into it, don't forget to please follow me across social media platforms if you are not already doing so. I can be found and followed on Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Clubhouse, and YouTube at My Name is Tennille. So if you are not already following me, please feel free to do so. If you are on Wisdom, you can feel free to always send me a question and I'll answer it, as well as on the other social media platforms. You can hit me up and do a friend request, as well as send me an inbox message. If it's something a little more formal, then feel free to reach out so we can schedule a consultation or even create your own coaching program. And you can find me by going to my website, which is mynameistennille.com. And right before we start, I normally don't do this, but we have a guest in queue. And so I am going to bring David Evans on, and I guess he's going to just give us his quick comment about the topic for today, which is the holidays aren't happy for everyone. How you doing, David?
Hey, Queen. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Yes, I can.
Thank you for breaking me up. It's unusual, and it's a blessing. You know, you don't know me. A lot of the people who on this app just meeting me, but I'm the president of PIC TV Network, one of the largest television networks in the world. I hope I don't lose you because I'm driving. But yeah, while you talking, I was thinking about trying to help people, you know, with, like you said, it's not happy for a lot of people. People lost loved ones, lost jobs, lost, you know, a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But I like to help a family who may be listening. A young lady may have 5 to 6 kids. I got toys we can give you, just send them to you, a small gift card, small cash app. That's what I do around this time of the year, especially this week. So, Queen, if anybody in your room who has a special need, and just take my information, and I'll do the best I can to help them out.
You know, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, David. And if you are not already following me, can you do so? So that way I can hit you back up, because I have some other things that I would love to be able to kind of talk to you about. I have this project for Black men that I'm working on, and we may be able to do something with that later down the line. But I definitely will make sure that I give the listeners your information. Did you want to give any information personally now while you're on, and then I can just repeat it throughout the podcast?
Yeah, all they got to go is www.watchpictv.com, www.watchpictv.com. All the contact information is right there, information. And if they go to my profile page, they can see some stuff, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm talking about helping them right now. I'm talking about sending stuff, toys in the mail for some kids, a small gift card, and a small cash app.
Thank you so much. That is so awesome. And I'm going to tell you, because what we're going to talk about for today might not be happy for many people, but I tell you what, you have really kicked off the podcast great, and you've given something, because again, throughout the podcast, I will continue to give that information, watchpictv.com, so that way that can definitively kind of help turn around what may be a gloomy topic for many. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Now, on Wisdom, do you have a show or a podcast on Wisdom where people can follow you, or should they just reach out to watchpittv.com?
Yeah, I have a lot of shows on Wisdom. But bigger than that, if we have a Roku stick or anybody has a Roku TV, go to that search bar and put in the Pick TV network. See all 60 channels. You know, we have a sports channel, kids channel, business channel, book channel where you can sell your books. I'm trying to do a smart sales channel so we can have a home shopping channel like QVC. We can sell your products right now, you know, and your items. Some people got pocketbook, jewelry, perfumes, you know, whatever to sell. We want to have a sales channel. So, yeah, Queen, if they have a Roku, check us out. 60 free channels.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to jump right into this topic, but I hope that you are able to listen in as you are driving. And again, let's connect with each other, and I'll follow up with you about some other things. But thank you so much for coming on, David. I really appreciate you as well as your offer and your energy.
Thank you. God bless.
Mm-hmm. You too. Well, guys, you know, and again, this is why we do what we do, because you never know who is listening, and you never know how what it is that you are going to say may touch someone else. And so if you are just now tuning in, our topic for today is the holidays aren't happy for everyone. And I'm so grateful that David Evans just popped in, and he is over Pick TV Network, and just in seeing the title, he wanted to be a blessing to others. And so if you or someone you know may need a holiday blessing, again, go to his network, go to his website, which is watchpicktv.com. And so throughout the show, I will definitively mention that, because there's always someone who is in need. And you might say, well, Tanil, how can you say that so confidently, because you don't know everybody? Well, what I do know is that the Bible says the poor you shall have with you always. And so whether we are talking about financially poor or spiritually poor, there will always be someone who needs something, right? And then just in general, my philosophy in life is that we are all interdependent, regardless of how independent you may try to be. The fact of the matter is that we all need each other to survive. And so, again, I just want to thank David so much for that. But we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. So the holidays aren't happy for everyone. And let me tell you, this is so ironic for many people who may know me, for me to talk about a topic like this, because I kind of reference myself as being the holiday enthusiast. Like, I don't know if there is anyone who loves holiday seasons more than I do. However, because life has also happened to me, I definitively understand where sadness, loneliness, grief, depression, where all of those elements may take a place in your spirit. And what I want to do is really be able to share some of the things that I myself have endured, and also how I've been able to overcome those things. And again, before we jump right into it, given that quick disclosure and disclaimer that no, I am not a licensed counselor, so you will not see LCPC behind my name. I am not a MD, PhD. I don't have any initials other than MBA behind my name. However, I'm a life survivor. I have survived so many things, and I really believe there is something to be said about a person's testimony, something to be said about a person's experience, because I always say that life teaches us two things. It either teaches us what to do, or it teaches us what not to do, right? And so having been a person who has survived depression, who has been able to overcome depression, and it wasn't an overnight situation. It took me a while. I mean, probably something I was battling for about 10 years or so, maybe a little longer. This was was something that overtook me for a very long time. And so what my prayer is, I always pray that the things that I've had to endure, that in sharing my lessons and being transparent, that it will be able to help someone not have to endure the way that I did. I pray that in sharing my lessons, that it helps to not just educate, but also empower others to understand that you can make it. And regardless of how dark it may seem, whatever your it is, regardless of how dark it seems at the time, that it is always light on the other side. So you have to just keep on pushing until you go through it. And again, the when we talk about the cliche, hey, I'm going through. And what I always say whenever someone says to me, I'm going through, keep going. Because that's the whole thing. When you're looking at that preposition, through means that you're not at the end. So in order to be able to be victorious, you must keep going. And so again, that's what we're going to be talking about today. The holidays aren't happy for everyone. And so I want to just share a little bit and then I'll go, because yes, I'm a life coach and a lit coach. And one of the things that I know in being a coach is that a lot of times, you know, you have some coaches who never played or never did what it is they're coaching you to do. They just are degreed up, right? So they went to school, they studied professionally, and they learned it. So now they kind of come and they tell you based upon their studies, you know, what they believe the right thing to do. You know, this is what you should do according to the textbook, you know, according to what Google says, according to this web-based situation. You know, that's some life coaches. I'm not her. Again, am I educated? Absolutely. But am I degreed for, quote, do I have a LCPC? No, I don't. I just have a lot of experience. I'm the type of coach that I've done whatever it is that we're talking about. If we're talking about literary stuff, you know, being a lit coach, I'm not telling you what I read when I'm helping you be write your stuff as an author. I am an international and national award-winning author. I have about 20 books to my name. So this isn't something that I heard about. If I'm helping you with publishing, I am actively a publisher. I've published almost 50 plus books of other people that's not my own. So these are life experiences. As a life coach, when I'm talking to you about relationships, I've been married for over 20 years. And so I'm not just telling you that it's all peaches and cream and roses and this, that, and the third. I'm being real with you. I'm telling you situations that you're going to hit, right? As when I give you spiritual information, I'm a licensed evangelist, yes, but I have been in church all of my life. I'm not one that's huge on religion, but I know about relationship. I know about faith and other spiritual matters, right? When I'm talking to you about work-life balance, this is what she do all day long. Being a wife, a mother of many, I wear multiple hats actively and I wear them all well. And that's not saying it in a conceited way. It's just saying what it is. You can Google me. What I'm saying speaks for itself. So I can tell you how to balance things based off of what I've been able to do. And the same thing with self-care. The reason why I can tell you about overcoming depression is because I dealt with depression for a very long time. I can tell you about how to overcome grief because I battled with grief for a very long time. So again, whereas no, I may not, you know, I may not say I'm a degreed expert, but what I will say is that life has taught me a lot and I have been a very attentive student. And so in that, I want to be able to share, because my belief is that we all have, I say all the time, we are more alike than we are different. The only thing is that we like to focus on those differences that keeps us separated and divided. divided. But if we look at how we're able to help one another, if we look at what we've gone through, our experiences, so I don't care where you're from in the world. I don't care black, white, red, blue, green. I don't care rich or poor. I don't care, you know, political status. Just living this thing called life unites us so much. And my belief is that if we put positive energy out there, like if we try to help each other as opposed to hurt each other, that the world would be a better place, because the world is going to hurt you on its own. It don't need no help, right? Just living life, regular things are just going to happen because that's just how life is set up. It don't need no help. And so what I choose to do, I choose to be intentional in helping people to try to overcome as best as I can. And so we're about to jump into it. But again, if you are not already doing so, I encourage you, follow me on social media, whether it be Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Clubhouse, or Wisdom. You can follow me at My Name Is Tenille. And then you can also subscribe to my podcast that I have on anchor.fm called Educated and Empowered. And again, that is only a $3.99 a month subscription, but I really would appreciate the support. If you like what it is that you hear when you hear me on other platforms, and I'm typically giving away free information, no fluff information that is really going to help have you turn it up a level in your life. So if you want to show your support, a very nominal fee of $3.99, you can go to anchor.fm and subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast. So let's go ahead and let's get into it, shall we? If you are just now tuning in, today's topic is the holidays aren't happy for everyone. And so for me, this was something that I lived, this has been my life, basically. So I've shared with you all, I don't make any secrets about my age. I'm 42 years old. I got married when I was 21 years old. So half of my life, I have been married. And so when we're talking about holidays, I just find it very apropos that we start there, right? So I got married on December 6th, which just passed last Tuesday, celebrating my 21st year anniversary. And 21 years ago, so in 2001, December 6th fell on my mother's birthday. And so at the time, the reason why I chose to get married on my mother's birthday was because we had just, maybe about 6 weeks prior, we had just found out that she had stage 4 cancer, and the doctor had given her maybe 6 months to live. And so for me, you know, it was important to her that she see me get married before she passed away. I definitively wanted to give her that gift and whatever else I could give to my mother. She was my best friend at the time. And so I got married on December 6th. Not thinking, so in my mind, I was really thinking of it more so as a tribute to my mother, you know, wanting to do something for her to make her happy. Not thinking about the fact that once she passed away, I would look a little bit differently at December 6th, right? Like it wouldn't necessarily just be this happy occasion because I married my husband, but this is also my mother's birthday. And so it made it a little sad, right? So let's keep moving forward, shall we? So 3 years later in 2004, my mother's younger sister passed away on her birthday. So now December 6th for me represented not just my mother's birthday, which technically should be a happy occasion, but because I had just lost her, now I'm mourning my mother, but now her sister, my aunt, passed away on that day as well. And so here it is that for years, I could not find it in me to be able to be happy to celebrate my anniversary because I am grieving. I am mourning both my mother and my aunt on this same day, right? And just a quick share, my cousin, who is the son of this aunt that I just said passed away, He did the exact same thing, right? So on his mother's birthday, so his mother died on my mother's birthday. His mother's birthday, he got married to try to honor her, to remember her, but then his wife passed away. And so now when his mother's birthday comes around, he's grieving twice because he's grieving for the loss of his mother as well as the loss of his wife. And so sometimes things that's supposed to be celebratory, things that's supposed to give you life, give you momentum, make you smile, if traumatic things happen, then it really takes being healed for you to press through, right? So we'll just start there because, again, it started in 2001 for me. 2002, the day before Thanksgiving that year, my grandmother, my mother's mother, died the day before Thanksgiving. So needless to say, now you have it where my mother is gone and her mother is gone, and it's the day before the holiday. And this used to be next to Christmas. This was one of the biggest holidays for my family at large. And so now the holiday hit a little bit different. We're gonna pause for a moment, and we're gonna allow Mr. Two Extra to come in and hopefully comment on either the topic or ask a question regarding the holidays aren't happy for everyone. How are you doing, Mr. Two Extra?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing well.
I just wanted to first just say that we have some of the similar stories as you speak. We can start off with the month of December. We can start off with the good parts of December. The good part of December was that my mother and father's anniversary is December the 20th. The next good part of that is that my birthday is December the 23rd, and my sister's birthday, well, I had a twin brother died at birth, though, but my sister's birthday is December the 30th. Okay, now we got that out of the way. We got the good parts of December. Now let's talk about some of the negative parts of December before it comes to me. December the 8th, my father died. And it's been 20 years since my father has been dead. And 1 year, I forgot about my father's birthday. So I thought I have. I mean, not his birthday, that he had died. I thought I had forgot about it. But during that time, my mind automatically triggers myself into a state of slow depression during that time. And this time, my mind was going to a slow depression. I think it started like on the 5th. December the 5th, this day. And all of a sudden, it is December the 8th, the actual day that my father died. And I myself couldn't figure out why I was feeling so depressed and so down and so out of it until someone mentioned the date. Once someone mentioned the date, then I realized that my mind had triggered me to make this day always a negative day, whether I remember it or don't remember it. So now it's impossible for me not to remember this day, December the 8th. And again, December the 8th is already passed. And yes, it did trigger me. I stayed in my room for the most part. I didn't really deal with no one during that time. And it took me a hard time to even celebrate Father's Day. You know, and I had to realize that my kid's father was still living, meaning that I am their father. I'm still living. But I couldn't celebrate that with them because I was thinking about my father. During my divorce that I was 9 years ago, I said to myself that there's a lot of things that if my father was still here, even in his old age, if he was still here, because he was the example, he was the head of the house, that we know we all looked up to him. We all got the same tattoo with different meanings on our arms, which is a guitar, his last instrument that he played. Most of my family members have that same guitar and whatever he was to them, an uncle, a grandfather, a father. It states different things, but it's the same thing. So he was very important to our family. And when he died, I had to step up. I had to step up, a prince. I was a prince at the time. As long as my father was alive, I would always be the prince. And I had to step up and now be a king. And it's overwhelming. It's still overwhelming me. You know, a little bit, that I am the man that everybody expects to do everything, to be the head, to be strong, never to show weakness.
And I look at my father and I didn't see no witness, but if this is what he had to go through, that I'm going through now, it was weak. He had some weakness. It was some times that he was unsure of himself, but he never let it on to anyone that he was going through or what he was going through. And he died of cancer. He had it 16 years before it took him out. He's seen a lot of people come and go. And I was taking him to the place where there was a clinic that it was putting IVs and stuff in his arm. He had to get that stent. And I was taking him there. And I used to ask him, hey, what happened to such and such? And he would tell me they died. To the point that when I didn't see anybody, I stopped asking. I automatically assumed that that was the case. Just to keep him from reliving it over and over again. It's a very sad time. And then you add Corona to the mix of what everybody's going through for mental health and depression. It gets very sad and lonely. Mm-hmm. And this is a good topic to get people to confess what they're going through. So if they need help or they are not aware of what's going on, they can be aware of it. So I commend you for it. You know, I thank you for the space that you gave me.
Absolutely. Do you have a show here on Wisdom?
Yes, I have a show on here. It's called Let's Be Grown About It. And my show is different. I've been on Wisdom for a while, almost when it started. But I do my shows as they are led to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm led to do my shows. So my numbers on my shows or the content-wise, when you look into my legacy library, may not be as many as Daryl with the dashes, you know, or anyone else who was here when I was here at the very beginning. Because I'm led to do broadcasts. I don't just come on here and just do broadcasts, random broadcasts on here. I have to be led to a topic or a topic. I have to be into my soul and my gut, spiritual felt or whatnot for me to just come on here and do it. But I'm on here every day, basically, into somebody else's broadcast. I come to yours. I come to other people. You know, I'll get in your inbox and say something while you're talking. I do things like that. But for me to actually do a show, I have to be led to do it.
Totally understood and almost agreed down to the why of what you said. But thank you so much for coming on. I hope that if you're not already following me, that you will follow me and stay tuned through the show, because a lot of what you said, I'm actually going to bring it out even more. But thank you so much, Mr. Two Extra, and you have a happy holiday.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. So if you guys are just tuning in, we're talking about, again, this might not be something that's going to make you smile, but there'll be some things I'll throw in to try to make you smile. But this is something that is necessary. And the reason why I say that is necessary is because so many times we suffer in silence. And again, being someone who had a long-term bout with grief and depression, one of the issues for me was that I suffered in silence. And when I say that, some of that, it wasn't necessarily that I didn't have people there. I just always felt the need to act like everything was okay, because I never felt like it was okay for me to not be okay. And so again, today's topic is the holidays aren't happy for everyone. And if you listen to the first, when we first came on, Mr. David Evans, who is over the PIC TV network, he came on saying that he wanted to be able to bless some of the listeners on today. So if you or someone you know, it's not a good time for you, not a happy time, or you know someone who's really struggling, he has some toys that he's trying to give away. He said a Cash App, a nominal Cash App, as well as a gift card. All you guys have to do is go to watchpictv.com. That's watchpictv.com. And then he'll be able to assist you from there. But again, what we are talking about today is the holidays aren't happy for everyone. And so when Mr. Two Extra came on, he talked about his father having, it's been 20 years for him. And this year actually made 20 years for me since my mother passed away. She passed away August 18th, 2002. And so the life coach in me has to put out this tidbit of information. What I did, because like what Mr. Two Extra said, I felt the exact same way Whereas when Mother's Day rolled around, I just didn't feel happy, and I did not realize that I was actually being selfish to my children because my focus was so much on grieving the fact that I no longer had my mother that I was not able to see that I was taking my children's mother away from them. And so I realized that grieving was a choice. It's necessary to grieve. Absolutely. It is a necessary part of the process. But how long you grieve is a choice. So in other words, I'm not saying that there's a right or wrong answer. I'm not saying you grieve for 2 years and you keep on moving and you grieve for 6 months. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that you have to make a conscious decision that you will not be overtaken by sadness. And so for me, what would happen, because in my story, again, I lost a lot of people, and I'm not going to go through everybody I lost in this podcast, but I will say this. I'll come back to losing my grandmother before Thanksgiving in a moment. But my mother died August 18th, 2002. On August 1st, 2007, my 18-month-old nephew passed away. So needless to say, his mother, my sister, whose birthday is August 9th, August is a really hard month for her. And then in 2013, our uncle, my mother's older brother, died on her birthday, which is August 9th. So August 1st, August 9th, August 18th. Are all death dates for us. And so it makes it really super duper difficult for her because August 9th is her birthday, yet she's mourning her son, she's mourning her mother, she's mourning her, you know, her uncle. And so for us, so for me, because I don't even understand the strength that one has to have to grieve their child. That's just for me a superhuman strength, because it's hard to lose any loved one. But as a parent, I cannot even fathom. I don't even want to fathom what it would be like to lose my child, and not just that, but my 18-month-old. And so the point is that what I did this year, because it was my mother's 20th year death anniversary, that's the term that my sister and I use, is her 20th year death anniversary. And so I decided to do something that would make this day positive for me, for my mom. And so this is the tip that I'm going to give you guys, and you use it for yourself, like customize it to whatever your gifts and talents are. So I had written a song, well, poem. I had written a poem, and the poem is included in my international award-winning book, Inspiration from Above. And the poem is called Remembering. And I had played around with it a little bit some years after I had written it, and always said one day I wanted to, you know, have it produced and release it. But when I was looking up at the fact, I don't know where in the world 20 years went, and I looked up and we were coming up to her 20th year date, I'm like, this is the time to do it, right? This is the time to do it. And so what I did was I released the single that's called Remembering. I released it on August 18th. And so what that did for me, and I don't know that I can play my song on here for you guys. I would have to figure out how to do it. But what I did was I released it on that day as a tribute to her, because again, the name of it is Remembering. And so obviously for anyone who has ever lost a loved one, it would hit you the same way, right? It's not just a mother to a daughter. It's really like a love letter from a person who has lost someone, right? So I don't care who you are, if you've ever lost someone, then this song would really hit you. And so even though the song itself initially it kind of hit me in some type of a way, it was like, now though, when I think about it, I said, well, you know what, it's actually it's actually okay, because now I think about it in a positive way. Now I can reflect on the good times. Now when I think about August 18th, I'm not gonna be depressed because my mother is gone, but now I have a positive way to remember her. And you know what, for those of you who don't mind listening, I'm actually going to pull it up and I'm gonna play it for you. It's only like, I think like 2 minutes and something. And so because you are here and you're listening, I'm going to play for you the song that I think I'm gonna play for you. The song that I wrote for my mother that's called Remembering. And if anyone wants to come in and comment after you hear this, then feel free.
Days of old, things of the past, memories of you, the only things that last. Thoughts of your words, things you used to say.
And so, yeah, that was my song, Remembering. And I'm hoping that for those of you like Mr. Two Extra and possibly others who are tuned in who may have lost loved ones, that song is able to help give a different light. If you all want to download it, if you want to go and listen to it, it's available on all the streaming platforms. So iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, all of that stuff. And it's simply called Remembering, by myself, Tenille M. Jackson. If you'd like to hear the remaining portion of The Holidays Aren't Happy for Everyone, then please subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast. There you'll gain access to that exclusive bonus footage that I make just for my subscribers. It's only $3.99 a month to show your support.